Hey everybody, what's up? It's Anakin1814 here with a Wednesday edition of my Audio Boo FM podcast. One of the things I talked about the other night with my kind of disgust over the MTV Music Awards, or Video Awards rather, and where they've gone, one of the things I didn't talk about was the guest host. Her name is Chelsea something or another. I know she's a host of, she has her own talk show. She's a stand-up comic. I think she did improv maybe for a show called Girls Behaving Badly or something like that. And she just truly, in my mind, wasn't funny. Now, let me preface this by saying I'm not a prude. I've got a very vulgar sense of humor when I want to. I don't mind, you know, if movies have cursing or swearing, which is cursing, cursing or nudity or whatever. I don't care about that. But when it's unnecessary and it's used purely for shock value and for nothing else, it's just kind of pointless. I used to actually be a fan of Comedy Central's Celebrity Roast. But those, even when looking at them, they have, you know, some kind of B-list celebrity that they do a roast for. All these comics that you've never heard of, other than that they were on a prior celebrity roast. And the comedy is just vulgar, and it's not even funny. And it's as if people have to just say the most vulgar, shocking things to get their point across. And this comic who hosted the MTV Music or Video Awards, it just seemed like, I don't know, like, am I supposed to be surprised when she makes jokes about having sex with black guys? You know, like, ooh, that's shocking. You know, I don't know if, you know, this might sound bad, but when a woman does it, are they even more vulgar? Because then it's even more shocking because we're not used to that. I don't know. But either way, it just seems like these people are hacks. You know, like, what they're saying they know isn't even funny. There's no art in the delivery. There's no art in the punchline anymore. It's just like, blah, 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 explicit it, or, you know, say something explicit and move on for a cheap laugh. And I think a lot of comedy is getting that way. Now, I grew up, I remember, you know, listening to Stephen Wright records. I had friends who listened to Bill Cosby records. And I still, you know, once in a while you'll hear him do a bit. And it's truly freaking hilarious. And I think that's the difference between some of these hacks and somebody who's truly funny. If you watch the old roast, the old comedy roast with Dean Martin, Don Rickles, etc., these people are masters of their craft, and they know how to tell a joke. They know, you know, about timing and a punchline and setup and all that. I can't tell a joke to save my life. I can't remember a joke to save my life. But I know it's pretty easy to drop the F-bomb and get a cheap laugh. And I've noticed that. What was I watching? Last week I watched VH1's top, you know, 100 acts of all time, and they have all these commenters. And one of them was Bret Michaels, the lead singer of Poison. And then another one was Sebastian Bach from what album? She's My Cherry Pie. Was it not Warrant? What was Sebastian Bach with? Anyway, Bret Michaels, say what you will about his bad weave and all that, he is a very articulate, intelligent guy, and he can talk about being impressed without dropping the F-bomb. Sebastian Bach, every other word had to be bleeped out, and I thought, gosh, you can't even express yourself beyond using these four-letter words. Again, which don't offend me, but come on, buddy, just, you know, try to articulate. Not everybody is bleeping this or bleeping that. So, I don't know, the state of comedy is maybe in a worse place than the state of music? I don't know. But yeah, that Chelsea, whatever her name is, just cheap. Just lowest common denominator. Stuff's not even fun anymore. And sadly, the greats, you know, just people will never understand some of the true comics. So that's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye.